Welcome to the Wealthy Mujer Podcast. I'm your host, Marisol Isaula, your amiga and life coach here to help you reclaim your power so you can stop feeling stuck and take action on those ideas you daydream of. You are so deserving of living a good-ass vida full of wealth, abundance, and mucha felicidad. Here in this community, we define wealth to encompass the well-being of your entire human existence, and we focus on six Wealthy Mujer pillars. Those pillars are purpose, relationships, health, spirit, communication, and money. Here, all of you is welcome, celebrated, and safe. Vámonos! Affirmation of the week. Today I embrace my power and choose to take action fearlessly. I release the illusion of tomorrow's certainty and acknowledge that my dreams deserve my attention today. I trust in my abilities, knowing that I am ready and capable of making bold decisions now. I am the author of my own story, and starting today, I refuse to wait for a tomorrow that never comes. With each step I take, I reclaim my power and I get to live my best life unapologetically. Amigas hermosas, hello, happy whatever day you're listening to this episode. I hope you're doing really well, okay? I hope you're reminding yourself just how beautiful and strong you are. And if for some reason you're not feeling it today, that's okay, my love. We're all allowed to have those days of reflection, some really big emotion days, a lot of downloads, and maybe not so peppy days. So I think this episode is going to be really good for you either way. I want to start by saying that this topic always trips my clients up because in the beginning they think I'm freaking crazy. And then after a few times of me repeating it, I think they stop thinking I'm crazy or maybe not so crazy, but they do get clarity on the subject. So I'm ready. I'm gonna go ahead and just tell it. Here's what I tell my clients, okay? You have this huge misunderstanding that you think tomorrow actually comes. It never does. Tomorrow stays in the future and you never get to live it. And yes, right now I have really long fingernails and I'm using my finger, my pointy finger, to say, yep, you have this huge misunderstanding. I'm giving you all this sass. You have this huge misunderstanding that you think tomorrow actually comes. It never does. Tomorrow stays in the future and you never get to live it. And I'm not gonna lie, I love the face of shock and a little fear in their eyes because they're probably like, okay, what the heck, Marisol? What the heck are you saying? Am I gonna die tomorrow or today? What are you talking about? But no, that is so far from what I'm trying to say when I talk about tomorrow never comes. I'm literally just stating facts because tomorrow never comes. When it's quote unquote tomorrow, it's actually your new present day. It's today. Therefore, we never get to live in tomorrow. We never reach the future because by the time we get there, it's present moment. So we can absolutely, and yes, I want you to create goals and I want you to create strategies in a futuristic forward thinking scope. However, the important focus is where you are right now, my love. The future goals, the future aspirations, yes, I am in it. Yes, they're just part of your map. And as you continue moving towards your goals, moving yourself through that map that you create, you'll notice that you can't catapult yourself to the future location in your map. You can't time travel. So you arrive to your destination, you arrive to that milestone, you arrive to that goal in present fucking time. If with that explanation, I'm a little less crazy to you than in the beginning, super cool. If not, I'm totally gonna embrace my crazy. And as a matter of fact, I think you should too, because here's my cocktail for ensuring I am moving towards my goal. And I think you should make this delicious cocktail. Yes, I'm talking about cocktails. It's not really alcohol, but I'm here for a delicious cocktail. All right, so in this cocktail of ensuring that you're moving towards your goals, you're gonna put one shot of crazy, a squeeze or two of purpose, two shots of delusion, and a cup of vision. And if you want to make it stronger, I'm going to have you put a cup of get out of my fucking way. It's going to be delicious and it's going to help you move towards that goal. If we go ahead and collectively believe that tomorrow never comes, we go ahead and confirm, well, yeah, that's true. By the time we get to tomorrow, it's going to be today. It really can give you a relief from that overwhelm you probably feel about the future. So go ahead and take a really big deep breath for me right now. Put your arm over your chest, unless you're driving, don't do that. And repeat after me, I do not control the future. I have no ownership of what the future will look like. What I do have the power over and what I do have ownership of is what I commit to doing today that will cause a ripple effect into the future. Whew. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and break that down for you. You do not control the future. You can plan it, you can map it, you can give yourself direction, but baby, I'm not trying to be rude here. I love control too, yet this is something you and I have none of. Zero control. We cannot take ownership of what the future looks like, again, because we don't control it. And we don't control it because we do not control outside variables. And we know that life has plenty of outside variables that, again, come in like Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball and sometimes fuck with us. I think if not on every podcast episode, I talk about Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball, but that's just really what I correlate to anything that comes my way and I don't control. Sometimes shit will come to us that fucks with us. And it's not because we're bad people, not because we deserve it, not because we made so many mistakes and we're paying for them. No. It's because we're living a human fucking experience. We have to live and we have to do it in a collective human experience. I have absolutely zero knowledge of why shit happens sometimes. And that is totally out of my control. Again, I think of kids with cancer, someone getting ran over, someone being hurt or abused, someone dying young. I have no idea why that happens. And all I know is that we are living in a collective human experience. And I will drown in sorrow if I focus and I ask myself why this should happen. So instead, I work really hard on living a purposeful, abundant, and joyful life. Because by me doing that, I can be a loving support for those that need me. Since I can't control what life throws at them, I do control how I live my life to then have energy to love and support and give lots of empathy and hold people's weight, because a lot of us hold so many bricks over our shoulders. I focus on living in the present because it's the only part of my life that I can in some way control, that I can maneuver, and that I can take action in. I can't go back in time and update some of the experiences, and I certainly cannot go towards the future and tweak what's to come. I have no idea if I'll be alive tomorrow. So while again, I can make this beautiful map with steps and strategy and direction towards that end of the map location, those goals, but what really counts is the commitment that we make to ourselves today. Which brings me to a question that I'm gonna ask you, and I'm really sorry if it kinda ruffles your feathers. I take it back, I'm lying, I'm not sorry. I do wanna ruffle your feathers, okay, baby? Here's the question. How can today be the best day of your life in the human experiences you're currently living right now? What shit actually matters if today would be the last day of life and it deserves to be the best day? What shit would you focus on? What shit would you let go of? Who would you forgive? The answer here is yourself and then anyone else you want to forgive, not with the intention to invite back into your life, but to give you the freedom from that connection you still have because you haven't forgave them. And I don't mean the best life as the perfect life. I mean like in your current human experience, what would make it so fucking awesome? What would that day look like? So let me go ahead and tell you what it would look like for me. I would wake up early. I would want to see the sunrise on a yoga mat in my backyard, being super in tune with my breathing. I would then probably go on a wealth walk and having an intentional conversation with myself, saying why I'm so wealthy and why I'm so grateful and why I'm so lucky to be living this life and this human experience right now. I would have a cup of coffee with my husband and I would make sure he knows how much he has truly made my life so incredibly wonderful. Even with the arguments, the hard situations, and those really tired days, I tell him I'm so excited to see him again and that I hope we find each other in our next lives. I'd send all my friends a huge text message saying how much I love them and how grateful I am to have had the honor of calling them my friends. I would make a list of everyone who I haven't forgave, and I would say, I forgive you. You can't hurt me, and I am safe. And I would do that over and over and over with each name. And I would end my day, and I would have a beautiful family dinner, and I would tell my children and my nephew they are incredible, and my love for them will always be unconditional and forever. I would hug my sister and my mom, and I would tell them all is good. Nothing beats having a crazy-ass, somewhat dysfunctional family that loved tremendously until the very last breath. I would then spend time watching funny videos with family and would peacefully fall asleep. And obviously, I can't do this every single day, but it really puts shit into perspective for me that based on what my last day would look like, I can sprinkle in this type of energy and love every day and create daily routines that would really get me closer and closer to finding alignment and really enjoy the life I have. Not trying to fix it, not trying to make it quote unquote better, not thinking tomorrow will be better or the future will be better once I pay this debt, once I lose this weight, once I have this better job. No, I would really enjoy the life that I have right now. And I know, babe, believe me when I tell you, I'm in this collective experience with you. I know right now that might be really hard for you because maybe you're going through a really rough season of your human experience. And I just want to validate that for you for a moment. And I want to hold your weight off of your shoulders onto mine. And I know that it may feel like there's no end in sight and that you're cursed or you're paying your karma debts or paying for all the mistakes you've made. I'm going to tell you the first step into living the best life today. Are you ready? Are you ready? I really want you to start forgiving yourself. Forgive yourself for thinking that you have to pay debts and that you deserve all the quote unquote bad things that are happening to you. No, no, you don't. And you most certainly deserve all the joy, all the goodness, and all the abundance life has to offer. So repeat after me. I, state your name, forgive myself for buying into the illusion that everything that's happening is to me. The truth is, everything that I'm currently living right now is happening for me. And I have the power to switch my mindset, find a new connection with my mindset, and opt into a different way of thinking, more intentional versus unintentional. And one more. I, state your name, forgive myself for the misunderstanding that in order to love my life, it has to be perfect and I have to reach all my goals. Because the truth is, I can love my life right now exactly as it is, knowing that love, self-trust, and self-forgiveness gives me the most sturdy foundation to build a new life on. I can absolutely wear my hard hat and get to work on building this new, strong, aligned foundation. Corazón de mi vida, tomorrow never comes, and it's the best gift life can give us. Yesterday is already done. It's gone. It no longer matters, and it can't be changed. So the only thing to focus on is today. And I know you are the best version of yourself today. And you are completely capable of making shit happen. You're completely ready and capable to take your life back, to make courageous decisions, to take bold action, and to start really embracing the most beautiful human experience because it is truly magical. I'm rooting for you always. And you are the most beautiful human. You are not alone. We're all just humans on this earth living a collective experience. And right now, this very moment, I really hope you can feel this, but I'm sending you so much love, so much light, and so much safety. So you know that no matter what is happening, someone is always holding you. And I'm honored that I can do that for you. Have the most beautiful day. I'm your coach, Marisol. Do you like what you heard? Subscribe and follow Marisol on Instagram and TikTok at The Marisol Isaula. If you love this podcast, please Follow it, download it, share it. If you are interested in working with Marisol, click the link below and schedule a complimentary clarity session to help you stop feeling stuck or in your way and create a simple roadmap to get you to take action on your big dreams to live the life that you only dream of, because it's actually quite possible. So let me show you how.